Arctic winds gripped St. Peter's Square this Sunday, the first Sunday after Christmas, but the winds of war were foremost in Pope Benedict's concerns as he greeted hundreds of mothers and fathers huddled with their children beneath scarves and umbrellas to pray the Angelus with the Pope and hear his address. This week, it began with an urgent appeal for an end to the bloodthirsty violence destroying the Gaza Strip.
La Terra Santa è nuovamente sconvolta.
The Holy Land, he said, at the core of the thoughts and affections of the faithful worldwide during the Christmas period, is once again rocked by the explosion of unrestrained violence. The Pope expressed his profound grief for the victims, the wounded, the material damage, the suffering and tears of the population, the true victim of this tragic cycle of attack and revenge attack.
La patria terrena di Gesù.
Pope Benedict continued, the land of Jesus' birth cannot continue to be a witness to the endless spilling of blood. The Pope then implored an end to violence that must be condemned in every form and urged the restoration of a truce in Gaza. He also asked for a leap of wisdom and humanity in all those responsible for this situation and asked the international community to attempt everything possible to help Israelis and Palestinians find a way out of this dead end so they do not resign themselves, as he said 2 days ago in the Urbi et Orbi message, to the perverse logic of conflict and violence, instead privileging dialogue and negotiation.
Affidiamo a Gesù, principe della pace, la nostra fervida preghiera.
Pope Benedict concluded this appeal by asking the faithful to entrust their fervid prayers to Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace, and to him, Mary and Joseph, he said, we implore, O family of Nazareth, expert in suffering, gift the world peace. Above all, gift it to the Holy Land today.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
indeed, this Sunday, the first Sunday after Christmas, the Church celebrates the family of Nazareth, and in his Angelus reflection, Pope Benedict dwelt on the role of the family, cornerstone of the Church and society.
Today we recall how Mary and Joseph, after presenting Jesus in the temple, took the child to Nazareth and began their life as a family. May all families strive to imitate their faith, hope and charity, so as to be a greater witness to the singular importance of the domestic church for the life of the universal church and for the society.
Then Pope Benedict looked forward to the world meeting of families due to take place in Mexico in little over 2 weeks' time.
La famiglia è certamente una grazia di Dios che deja traslucirlo che il mismo es amor.
Speaking in Spanish, he also sent a greeting to thousands of families gathered for a special live video link with the Pope from Madrid, Spain, urging them, and the many families present in St. Peter's Square and those listening to his voice across the world, not to allow that love, openness to life, and incomparable bond that unites the heart of each home be weakened.
Nella notte di Natale di 1968,
but Pope Benedict did not stop there. In remembering that historic Christmas Eve, 1968, when Pope Paul VI celebrated Mass with factory workers among the machines and production lines of Ilva Factory in Taranto, southern Italy, Pope Benedict put his finger on one of the greatest threats to family life in modern society, the rapid decrease in job security and the increase in precarious forms of employment.
Colgo l'occasione e faccio appello.
Concluding this Sunday Angelus address, Pope Benedict launched one final appeal for dignified working conditions for everyone, everywhere.
God bless you all.